we just sang with our understanding. And I was in China with so many people earlier this year in April. I never saw so many people in a meeting in my life. Jesus had to do it. I can't do it. Outside there were bicycles, thousands of bicycles. The people came early in the morning. Their meeting was, maybe go over there. The meeting started 8 o'clock in the morning. And 7:30, they were there already, learning how to sing. I have some pictures of them. I'll never forget it. The hunger in their hearts. Thousands of people. It was the government that invited me. Why should I be invited? They have many ministers there, and they preach good sermons. They all know how to talk good. Jesus brought me there for one reason. Those people are hungry for the presence of Jesus. I can't do it. Only Jesus can do it. So I looked to him, and they wanted to learn to praise the Lord in the meeting. Sister Pearl Young said that the different places I went with her to different places years ago, she said people responded to that more quickly, to the praises. And when I went to Taiwan, they were earlier in Taiwan. There were no churches in Taiwan that praised the Lord. We were the only group, and it spread. And Uncle Hans said, if we praise the Lord enough, the praises will take the devil out of Taiwan. And that's true. But I guess we haven't praised him enough yet. And she said that was easier to lead the people to praising. But into silence, she said not everybody was accustomed to that. And that's one of the most precious things that the Lord does. He does it in a meeting, and we've learned that. We've been taught that from our childhood. And to come into that silent worship. And often the praises, when we praise the Lord, all of a sudden Jesus comes in, and it's not our praises. He comes and praises through us. We've all experienced that. Brother Eddie's father said in Hebrews, it says there, Jesus comes and praises through us. Hallelujah. And when he does that, he comes to us, he changes us, he delivers us from different things. There are bondages that are delivered. But then when he brings us into that, and I believe it's more perfect when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus reveals himself and he draws our hearts. And so here I was having to lead 8 meetings, so many people. They told me 6,000 people. Who was I to stand there? They gave me a big piano made in China, and it was new. They purchased that. And the people listened, and they started praising the Lord. It was only Jesus can do that. And then they wanted to come into that quiet presence of Jesus. Who can do that? We can make believe, but only Jesus. And again, he did that in the meeting. He came to those people, and they realized Jesus is here. It's his presence. He's within us. He's within us. He's working and wanting to manifest himself. Some of them have gone through deep trials, and they're hungry. Right now, it's a special time for the Chinese people. We don't know how long it will last, but it's a special time where Jesus wants to reveal himself, and we trust but he wants to do that all over the world. And so maybe we sing that last verse once more and praise him. Those praises are so important. The songs, we sing it right to the heart of Jesus. And then if he leads us into silent waiting, that's his power does that. And he comes. There were people, we went to Hong Kong years ago with Sister Pearl. I remember we were in one church. We went to the Philippines also. One church, it was a ladies' meeting in the afternoon. And there was a sister there. She was very diligent, very vivacious person, her personality. And she was this church secretary and also with music. And when the praises she could accept, that she could do. But when it came to that silent waiting on God, she thought we were wasting our time. It's not a waste of time. In those silent moments, God's miracles are wrought. And so she got out. She left the auditorium and went to her office in the church to do her secretarial work. And she had high heels and they clicked, you know. She was a cute lady. And then she was there and then she thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should go. So she came back and Jesus changed her. And she gave a testimony afterwards. She said, she explained it this way. I put the chariot or the horse carriage before the horses, but now I put the horses in the front. She meant, in other words, the most important thing is that power of Jesus doing. And she said, oh, it's different. When God awakens you to be silent in his presence, when he has to do it, we can't do it. But when we ask him to do it, he changes us. There was another lady, she would come to our waiting on God meetings in Godzico, and we would have them four or five times a year. We still do four times. That's why I go back, and also the conferences. And she would look at her watch. Oh, 5 minutes. That's a long time. And then try again. Shifting. She couldn't get quiet. Couldn't get quiet. But then all of a sudden, Jesus changed her. And oh, the hour went so fast. Where did that hour go? And one man, he was 100 years old. He came to the camp, to the conference. And after a week, it was only a week of meetings. He said, oh, I thought we were just beginning we should have another week. That's what Jesus does. He draws our hearts after himself. Let's sing that last verse again. And then we want to praise him and thank him. Thank him that we can be here. Thank him that we have such nice weather and that we're all healthy and we can digest our food well. We could sleep well. We slept well last night. So many blessings. And it's getting better all the time with Jesus. Let's sing that last verse now.
Oh, can wash away.
Might be revealed, that your life might come to us, that you, we might let you be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for that. Amen.